Well, we've had a mad dash at the beginning of this podcast. I'll get into it in a minute, but hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heat Army podcast. As the title suggests, look, we're going to try and build up the Wembley. What happened last week has happened. We'll never fully get over it. We know that, but we can't dwell, especially when we've got a showpiece final at the home of football on May the 11th, the FA Trophy final. And we've got a great show lined up for you. Before we go any further, though, as ever, we'll quickly thank our sponsors and partners. And will I get it right this time? No, I didn't. So it's up there.
There it is.
Orphan Solutions and our friends at Patrick. And we missed a delivery from Patrick today because we had ordered our hoodies, and I was in all day, and the delivery drivers for I think there's two different companies must have knocked with a feather, because I missed two deliveries while I was in the house all day. So that's been my day. But let's get into the get on to Davey. See what we've got. We've got James Montgomery joining us live on the podcast. We've got Martin Gilbert as well from Lumo Trains as well. Because if you're undecided and haven't made your travel arrangements yet, you can still get down to Wembley, and there's a late train back as well. So you'll definitely get back. And there's other news on that. Then we're going to have the man, the myth, the legend, Luke Hannant, coming on, the king of Twitter. I'm going to make up some more nicknames for him before he comes on. There's also league news, club shop, obviously Wembley travel, and a host of news about former players that's happened this week. So, right, let's get into it. How are you doing, Davey?
Hey, I'm good. I'm getting excited. I'm starting to get excited about Wembley and stuff. So, yeah. You know, it's take my mind off work. You know, work's pretty full on at the moment. So, counting puffins.
But I know. I was just going to say, you've been counting puffins all week, and then you had a disaster yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I rolled my ankle. Those pesky puffins. I rolled my ankle, so it was up like a golf ball. My ankle yet last night, so I was looking for sympathy, but then I was told I had to get up at 8 o'clock to count more puffins. So I'm glad to say the job's done. By the way,
what is the total?
Well, it's the raw figure at the moment, but we've got about 56,000 pairs.
Wow,
so that's a lot of puffins. Anyway, enough of that.
Let's 112,000 in total.
Indeed, that's exactly right. I'm just sick of puffins.
People didn't know I could do maths. Steve Barnfield, has anyone received their tickets for Wembley yet? No, not yet. I don't know if anyone else has. They normally come about a week before, so I'd imagine they might even hit the doormat tomorrow evening, gents. And of course, if you are just joining us for the first time, you can get interactive as these beautiful people are doing here on the bottom of the screen, sending in their messages. And please subscribe as well, help us reach more people. We are edging ever closer to that 1,000 mark. I think we're 151 subscribers away.
So subscribe.
We've got evening, gents. Big up to the Wembley starts now. Looking forward to it. Feel weird having no Gateshead FC during the week. Well, we've got the podcast to make up for that, and there's loads.
We haven't got a Mickey. We haven't got a Mickey yet. But with dulcet tones, and Mickey's not here tonight.
No, the hitman that we hired was very successful. So the podcast is on the up. No, Mickey had prior plans.
Hang on, Davey, breaking news. I think he's in Newcastle Central Station. I don't know.
Shh. Fill him in live.
His OnlyPans website's available now. So anyway.
But no, he gone to a concert that forgot he had bought tickets for with a friend. He thought it was in November, and then his friend hit him up the other day and said, nope, it's then. We've got good evening, gents. Buzzing for the Wembley build-up. Cannot wait. We've got Trina. Hello there, Trina. She'll be having a good time. She's, you know, she'll be sitting here watching it now, enjoying it, and lots of things coming in here. We've also got loads of messages coming in, and someone's put, no Wembley shirts. Disappointing. Yeah, I think the turnaround was just too tight this time to get the shirts in.
I think Colin wants to be very careful with his typo in that sentence.
Oh, yeah. That's how you start a podcast. No Wembley.
It certainly is. Cheers, Colin.
Thank you, Colin, for that. A proofreader before we look at these messages. I know, but you can get your existing home shirt embezzled with the logo that will be on the player's shirt on the day. I think if anyone's watching from the club shop, let us know. I think it's £5. I think you can get it printed on. I might be wrong. will hopefully be corrected, but you can get your existing home shirt updated, so it will be like the Wembley ones, down, worn on the day by the players. Also as well, we've got Vanessa. She put, even all, hope you're doing well, getting a little excited. Yeah, it's starting to, yes. it's start to feel it. We've got Ginger Joe from Peterborough sent a message in as well, saying, then we've got there's the marching on Wembley and belt rate as well. We've got no Mickey tonight.
Sad.
And I say the messages are absolutely flying in. Of course, if you are just joining us a little bit later as well, from the start, we have got three guests coming on. We've got someone from Lumo, and we do have James Montgomery and Luke Hannant joining us as well on the show. And just some other news that's went around. I think we'll just do this before our guests come. Regarding former players, get well soon to Macaulay Langstaff. I've seen on social media he's had a little operation. Obviously it must be just a want that he had to get done while the season wasn't on. So good luck to him. Well done to Mamadou Diop as well for getting a new contract. He's set the world alight this year. Tom White has left Barrow as well, former Gated player. Everyone liked him. And former Gated midfielder in Owen Bailey won player of the season down at Doncaster Rovers.
When he signed for Donny, and the Donny fans were saying, oh, they were quite underwhelmed by that signing, of course, coming from a club, a division below. But wow, he's doing good. I think, did he play every game? Did I see that stat as well?
I think he has, yeah. We have Montgomery in the background. I don't know if he's got his camera on. We'll wait 1 second to see if he can get his camera on. The Wales branch, they're there. Looking for Wembley next week. Got a coach load coming, and we'll get into all that. But let's get this beautiful man. We know he's a model. He's a model. He's also a model, and that's the beautiful James Montgomery. How are you doing, James?
He's just about to start his fifth debut on the podcast.
I think he's sleeping in the car to avoid the cries of the baby. Can you hear us, James?
No, he's frozen.
Oh, he's froze. Hopefully he can hear us, if he can try logging in again.
Here he is. He's looking for reception.
We've got a little bit of movement. Can you hear us? Oh, he's disappeared. I think he's logged out and he's going to log back in. We've still got loads and loads. Also, as well, Ethan Pye, young player of the year at Stockport.
Did he? Wow, good.
Also, as well, Danny Wright has retired as well. All the best to him. Danny, some good goals for Gated over the time when he was
at Cheltenham. Did he? He was down at Cheltenham, wasn't he?
I think Gloucester was where he finished. Mickey on the pans. all the lovely messages. Darcy sent in a message as well. Thank you very much. And obviously, we'll talk about Wembley merch. You can get down to Gated International Stadium as well. The shop is open, and you can also buy your Patrick merch as well, available from the Patrick website. There is links on Gated social media, and we've shared it as well. Of course, our partners at Patrick. And you can get yourself, obviously, it will close tonight there at 7 p.m., but tomorrow and Friday. And I think if you get your orders in before the 4th of May, you can still get your items delivered by Patrick in time for Wembley. So do that if you want to get them. And just having a little look through, of course, we were expecting to have our hoodies today to be able to wear them. Do you know what, Alex? I wish you could zoom in on this, the little the angel in the inside. Can you see that?
Just on the inside of the back, like, sort of the back of the hoodie, is it?
Yeah, also looks good in black. And of course, there's the T-shirts as well at the match. And we can also as well verify that the Patrick polos are absolutely fantastic.
The quality as well, like the quality of the material, it's really good.
Really are. Oh, we've got him now. He's got out the car. Hello, James, how are you doing? Oh, I'll unmute his mic.
He's on mute. James, you're having a shocker. He's back.
There we go.
I'm out for food, me missus as well, and I completely forgot I was on, so I just ran away from the table. I was like, sorry, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
It's a baby brain, that's what it is. How are you doing?
Not wrong, I'm all right. I'm a bit tired, like. Been a mad couple of days.
Sleepless
nights, aye.
It doesn't get easy, it's all right.
Mum and baby's both doing amazing.
Oh, fantastic. And also as well, belated happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
Birthday the other week. And
21 again.
I know. He's like Benjamin Button, isn't he? Just seems to age backwards. James, of course, a disappointing week last week. I'd imagine it would have hit the lads like it hit us, but how are you all doing at the minute now?
Spirits of obviously now we're just all focusing on the trophy final. That's all we can do. Trying to be as positive as we can, but it did feel, it felt like someone had died in the dressing room. It was horrible. I'm sure the fans felt the exact same way, because I think everyone believed that we had a very good chance. And would never want to say too much, would sound too big-headed or anything like that, but I think we were all quite confident.
We would have went into it, say we had a fully fit squad, we're looking good.
The other teams in there are brilliant as well, like they're brilliant teams, but we fancied our chances, and I'm sure everyone else will have fancied theirs.
As I said, I don't think anyone was expecting a fifth debut this season. did you expect that?
No, definitely not. It was a bit, it all came out the blue, to be fair. It was a bit mad. It was just, I don't know if I had a game for Spenny or not, but I got contacted and they were like, I don't know if our game got cancelled that weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was taking me away, and anyways, because I was actually I think I was proposing the weekend that I was.
Oh, congratulations on that as well.
Yeah.
I was
a lot going on in your life.
I know. I was waiting for the kiddie game on the Sunday and the Monday, and I was like, I couldn't really enjoy getting engaged with Mrs. because I didn't know whether I was coming back or not, or whether what was happening. I was like checking my phone all the time.
Wouldn't I say this then? Because obviously she'd think that you were enjoying getting engaged.
Exactly. Yeah. Glad she's there now. Hopefully they brought the starter out and she's tucking into that and she's not watching that. So I found out on the Tuesday morning before the kiddie game, when I was driving back from Craster, that I was actually heading down on the night to play. And then it
came a bit of a shock to us as well as fans, didn't it? It was just like, James is back in goal. What?
I don't think they announced that at all. I didn't even know I was coming back after my loan was ended. So I didn't have a clue up until like the last hour of the night. I was obviously still contracted with Spenny, and on the last day I'd left Spenny. Didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know where I'd be till the end of the season. Didn't know if I would play till the end of the season. Yeah. And then Gary rang us on the night, and they were like, "Look, would you sign on till the end of the season?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll sign on." And I say it's been.
And you come back in typical Monty fashion and save a penalty.
That was a nice birthday present. That one.
It was a horrific decision, though, wasn't it?
I don't think it was a pen, to be fair. But like I said, I never try and get caught up in decisions with referees and things like that.
No point. Yeah.
In them moments, because they're never going to get overturned, especially not at our level.
Yeah. Have you got a good reputation for saving penalties, or is it just a gate? Do you seem to save them?
I've got like a little thing that I sort of tell myself, and a little like routine that I go through, like talking to myself and all that before it actually happens, and then I just stick to it and believe in it, and I'd like to say it works, but that's the first penalty I've saved all season.
One question before he comes on: would you save one of Luke's penalties?
One of Hanno's?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's obviously got a ridiculous record. I'd love to play against him in a game and see how it would happen.
It's always right in the corner, isn't it? It's always right in that corner. It's a fine line, but it's a bloody good penalty he takes.
He's got a very good record. Obviously, don't want to jinx him. He's been amazing at them, so hopefully he can keep it up if we get another one in the final.
We've got a message from Mickey, who obviously isn't here tonight. He's put, let's see if one set we've got here. Congrats to you and Demi on the birth of the baby. How long before she has to keep those gloves on?
Well, I've been getting a bit of stick about that, to be fair, all the way up. Everyone thought I'd be in the labour ward with repair on, trying to catch her when she came out. Everyone was saying that would be the first photo. And obviously, Gaffer's got his glove business. So the first thing he said was make sure you get her in a pair of his gloves.
You should have said, does that come with a year's extension if I do that? but I'd say, James, I don't want to keep you too much from your dinner. I'd say congratulations on everything, and we'll be right behind you at Wembley. And I'm sure some of the lads will be watching, but I think let them know that we're all fully behind them, and we can't wait.
No, I'm sure we'll feel that in the build-up, and we'll definitely feel the presence on the day like we did there, like we did last year.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Cheers. I'll let you get your occasion.
Spot on you, enjoy them, but get me
see you later. Bye. Yeah,
cheers, James. Cheers.
Good there, man. We go. James Montgomery forgot he was on and come running out of a restaurant, but that's how it's done. We've got lots of people watching. We'll quickly go play for our social medias, and when we come back, we've got our next guest. We've got Martin from Lumo, and we'll be right back in a second. Hello there, Martin. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi. Yeah, really good. Thanks yourselves.
Yeah, really good. Thank you for coming on. Say we reached out to you last week. It's been a hectic time for Gateshead at the moment. I suppose it's a hectic time for yourselves as well, because you've managed to get a train on, especially for this match, to go down on the day and come back with a late return as well, because obviously that was a big concern after what happened last year. But just to rest assured anybody that that might be tuning in or thinking about purchasing the ticket in the build-up to going down to Wembley, the overtime strikes doesn't affect Lumo, does it?
Absolutely, we're not part of any of that. We're a completely separate company. We're based here in the northeast in Tyneside, wrong side of the river, but only just the wrong side of the river, and that's why we love supporting Gateshead. And we're into our second season of being a sponsor, and yeah, we're really delighted to be playing our part in taking fans to Wembley. Obviously, we go as far as King's Cross, you then get the tube from there, and yes, thanks to working with Network Rail, we've been able to put on a later train back home so that fans can who want to do it there and back in the day. We've got two really good time departures in the morning from Newcastle.
I've got it there just on the screen for
that's it, yeah. And then unfortunately, that's as late as we could get it back on the Saturday evening. But that's got more than enough time, even for the time that we're
having.
You want to come back on the Sunday? The times are on there as well. We run five times a day in each direction, and the trains on the Saturday. They're going to be. We have a bit of fun on the station. We'll be out there with some props, and we'll be getting into the Wembley spirit with what we're calling our Heed Army Express.
Well, it's the second year of the Heed Army Express, of course. I travelled down the day before, and then obviously on social media last year, I seen obviously the logo that's on there, the Heed Army Express, like you know, in the classic rail style. And I was like, oh man, I'm devastated I'm not on that. I was like, the little boy in us was like, the Heed Army train, that's me.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, just to reassure people, last year there was quite a few challenges on the railway. Our train did manage to get through okay, but there was actually a broken rail that led on the Network Rail infrastructure side that led to a lot of the trains not being able to run. Thankfully, ours got through, but I know a few fans have sort of commented on our social media and said, oh, is it going to be like last year? And, you know, look, we run on the tracks, we don't run the tracks, but we're very, it was an exceptional one-off situation. And those people who were on our train last year had a great time. I was on board with them. We had the local TV guy doing the broadcasting from the train. We had all sorts of people on board having fun, and we're going to do it all again this year and have even more fun as well. And most importantly, get behind showing our support for the Heed Army off to Wembley.
That's amazing.
Really just, good, yeah.
Obviously, you talk about having fun on the train. I know a friend of ours that's often on the podcast and a Gateshead fan, Gavin Webster, was involved in a comedy night on a train up to Edinburgh.
Yes,
is there anything like that happening again?
Not quite to those heights, but we are going to make sure that our crew get into the usual spirit with public address announcements and all the rest of it. We're going to have a surprise on the trolley, on the food and drink trolley, so stay tuned for some more news on that soon. We've done a bit of a collaboration with a really good local organisation to mark the occasion. We've got some special T-shirts for the crews. And as I say, anybody getting on at Newcastle, watch out for our team on the station. They'll have a giant cup and a giant gated sign and some stuff to post, and some selfies and all the rest of it. And we'll be sticking the stickers on the trains again as well.
You know what it is? It's really refreshing because obviously, we on our podcast here, we'll work with the club manufacturer that make the manufacturer of the strips, Patrick, and they've dived in deep. And it's lovely to see another company like yourselves, a big national company as well, diving in deep with the club and getting so involved. And for the second year in a row, from a fan's perspective, this is why we want to get you on to say thank you, because there's so many companies that make a little football club tick, and you are definitely one of them. And just like to say a big thank you.
No, well, look, thank you for that, and thank you in return for the excitement and loyalty that's shown to us as you know, Tyneside's train operator. We only have one depot. It is here in the northeast. A lot of our team live in and around Gateshead. I live in Gateshead. I'm coming to you live from Gateshead at the moment. So you know, it's really important to us to support all things local. And you know, there's some great work going on with the football club. You know, we announced all this before the sort of challenges that were announced with the second Wembley thing, which is all very unfortunate. But look, you know, we want to focus on the 11th and play our part. But our support for the club isn't just about this. You know, hopefully people have seen us at the matches and adverts in the programme and such like. And we always try and offer the best value fares to get you to and from London.
Yeah, well, we've got people that use the Lumo trains. So we've got a great touch from Lumo. Looking forward to it. We've got Lumo number one.
Travel. We do try. Thank you.
We've got thanks, Lumo. And we're taking the Lumo train down and back on the day. Looking forward to it. So, so tickets still available up until the day of departure?
Yeah. I mean, it's dynamically priced. So, you know, our pricing looks at the demand and it looks at what's going on with other train operators at the moment. But we're tracking about 25 quid cheaper than any other train on the day. Little plug there. Fares at the moment, I mean, if you want to do it there and back in the day, as fares stand at the moment, it's £98.80 going down that first train in the morning and the last one back at night. If you're going down on the day but coming back the day after, the fares are around about £130 return. They're the adult fares. They're not with any rail cards. If you've got senior citizen rail cards, you've got kids, you've got friends and family rail card, all those fares come down. And yeah, those tickets will be on sale until the train sells out. There's 392 seats on the train. We don't take standees, so you do get a seat.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Martin, is that on your website, your direct website,
Lumo? Yeah, so lumo.co.uk. I mean, you can actually buy our tickets through any train company's website. The key is to make sure you're keying the right times in. They're the times of the trains on the screen there, because if you go onto our website, it will show you everybody else's trains as well, just for what we have in the UK, which is called Fair Rail Retailing. But if you want to be on our particular train and be part of all the getting at the spirit of things, and yet it's 7:12 in the morning off of Newcastle, or 10:22, and then coming back it's at just before 8:30 in the evening, 20:26, and then we've got the time trains on the Sunday. But when you look at train websites, you can see the operator gives you those. But yeah, do look at our website. There's no booking fee on our website, www.lumo.co.uk.
Yeah, and of course, hopefully, as I say, lots of fans will be using you next year as well throughout the season. And look for Lumo when you're booking. But Martin, massive thank you for coming
thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's great to be able to talk about it, and look forward to seeing some people on board on the 11th.
Are you going to make it to the match yourself?
I'm playing. I'll be at the match. I will be there. Yeah, yeah. I was last year as well. So I was on that train. I was personally on that train. Great. Oh,
that's good.
Thanks. I am local. There we go. Right. Good.
Cheers. Thank you. There we go. That was Mark.
Supporting the club as well. That's really good.
Yeah, it's lovely to see, and it's nice to get the businesses on. We've got lots and lots of messages still coming in. If I haven't read them out, please send them again. I will get them on. We have got the king of Twitter waiting in the background. We're going to bring him on in a second. But as I say, just having a look around. Of course, we're going through merch before What A Call comes on. If you want to go get down to the club shop or order on the Patrick website, there you go. You've looked at the hat as well. I can see Hannah in one of these celebrating. Yeah, and of course, as well, the Waldens. We couldn't go on to a show without the Waldens displaying some of the Wembley merch. So there we are.
Me ma.
Absolutely fantastic. Right. Well, I'm just about to bring in our next guest. We've got Luke Hannant. And hello.
Hello, Hanno.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, hey. all the better for seeing you.
Oh, good, good, good.
The king of Twitter.
Oh, no. You said it out and I was laughing behind the camera, mate, honestly.
the thing is, right, in that dark time, I mean, it was a dark time, you know, all the bad and doom and gloom. It was just hilarious looking at your Twitter site, honestly. Obviously, you were responding to one or two fans, obviously, but honestly, it was good value for money. Well done.
Every time I put a tweet up, I get a message from my mum saying, "Be careful what you write, darling." I'm like, "Sorry about me."
Oh, man. As I say, we haven't been able to have you on since you've come back. Say a welcome return back to the club. As I say, it was a bit of a surprise transfer because obviously you've been playing, you traded at a higher level of late and doing very well as well. And how did the move come about to come back to the club?
Well, I've always kept in contact with Busted anyway since leaving, because I was like good friends with him when I was first here. He was actually my S&C coach when I was first here. And then he come over and done like a little stint under Neil Aspin at Port Vale. So I linked up with him then and then just kept in contact throughout really with him. Always keep an eye on the results and how the team was doing and whatnot. And then we started having more serious conversations in the summer really, because I've been released from Colchester, and it was just a bit of a mental summer, really. Like, I didn't really have any offers from any other clubs. I went over to Scotland for a bit, and then I think I found out that if you leave England and go to a different country, say Ireland or Scotland, unfortunately, the English league seemed to forget about you. But we came back, and then it was pretty much within the space of 2 or 3 days that I'd agreed to come to Gateshead. I think it was just before the season, like 2 or 3 days before that first game. I think it was Borehamwood, was it the first yeah. home game?
Yeah.
I come down early on in that week and signed everything. But it was, considering I'd been there, I think it was like 7, 8 years or something like that, and like nothing had changed. Like the personnel, Tinks, Monty, obviously Busted, and then all the backroom staff as well. It just didn't really feel like I've been away, to be fair. It was just a comfortable environment to come back into.
Well, the frogs are plenty, are flying about here. And, if anyone doesn't know, we've got Patrick stories, but what's with the frog emoji? Have you always used it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's from a cartoon. I want to say, you're going to correct me if I'm wrong. Hermit the Frog, the little, is that your name? Mm-hmm. And it was just a meme on like Instagram and Twitter years ago, just saying, like, "Not my business," with like a little cup of tea. And I just think it's just the easy wind up emoji. Just trying to get bites.
Did you see, speaking of James Montgomery a bit earlier? Well, he's a good penalty saver, as we know. And I asked him if he would save one of your penalties.
Yeah,
he was very non-committal. He didn't answer the question. He just was like, "Oh yeah, he takes good penalties," but didn't say anything more.
I'll answer it for him. No, he won't.
Thank you. We've seen a little bit of your penalty heroics as well on social media last week.
That's right.
We've seen you trying to don the gloves.
Oh yeah, no. To be fair, obviously, just the levels were just a bit flat. Obviously, everything. Yeah. Gone on. I just thought, I don't know what, I'll just try to cheer the lads up. And I've gone in goal, and like no one expected me to be any good. I've done the whole warm up with the goalkeepers. Rob ran over and was like, "What the hell are you doing over here?" And I was like, "Well, I'm on trial today in goal." Yeah. And then I actually enjoyed it. Like, I woke up the next day and I'm like, I don't know how keepers do it, because my side was in bits from diving about all the time.
They're a different breed.
Say professional wrestlers, isn't it? They get used to taking the bumps. That's where it is. Yeah, they get their hardened skin.
We just thought you were just going to push Louis out of the way the next time. Like, get out. I'm going in goal.
Well, we should put Luke in goal when we put Louis in.
I'll tell you what, I'll say, obviously that was on social media, but you're no stranger to the odd viral social media viral video. And just before you left the club the last time, you scored that audacious basketball shot with a volley.
Yeah. I think that's what got me my move. I think that was in the video as well.
Yeah, it's his face. Is that the best bit? Yeah, you can see Steve Watson like turn around and just say, "What the f-?"
Yeah. And Soccer AM tweeted it, and then like, and I started getting a bit of publicity, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's actually helped me get a move." This.
Well, don't do any more. We don't want you to move again. We've got like a stop posting pictures of your penalties. Other teams will see. Yeah, okay. Put the phone away. Put the camera away when that is that good. Would you have Louis Story or Monty for first choice keeper?
I can't say. I got back Monty, and
I
Class of course you do.
And
goal of the season. Come on.
Oh,
come on. You were surely robbed, Hanno. You were robbed.
I went and got my suit and everything to go up and get my award, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, cheers.
Fresh, your speech ready and everything.
Yeah, I was ready to walk up, and it's one of those moments where you're walking up and you hear someone else's name and you just turn around and end up walking back.
Well, it's not the first time you're ignored throughout the season, Luke, because during that 37 pass, you didn't get a touch.
I thought that was going to win it. Like if my one didn't, I thought that's got to win it, because the team goal itself was just unbelievable. That, but
it was, yeah.
Nah,
we
Kane.
We need a recount.
It was an important goal as well, Kane. So can't take enough away.
Yeah, it was. Really, but yours was as well. To be fair, you must have loved it. Did you go and look back at it when you went back home that night? Were you like, oh god, yeah, need to see that again?
I must have watched it about 500,000 times. I've got all the people that people are watching online. They're all me. I'm just
We've got a question.
Did your mother comment about that goal?
Do you know what, to her? Fair play. She's the first person to message me, good luck, and the first person to message me saying I've played well. I could have an absolute stinker and she'd think I'm the best player on the pitch. So.
Oh, that's what mothers are for.
Yeah.
Good man, that. We've got a question. Who's your favourite player you've played alongside this season?
Ooh. Well, I've voted Ed Francis for my player of the season, so it's going to have to be him.
Yeah.
I could pick everyone, to be fair, the season that the whole team's had and individuals as well. I just think he's just so good on the ball and just so nice to watch as well. Like, he could go into any team and just probably be the best player in every team that he goes into.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's it like when you're on the pitch and you see him just do that, them cheeky lobs? They only did it twice in one game over to Dej and to Wheelo. They were just sublime, and it just time seemed to stand still when he did it.
Yeah, well, you can just change a game on its head, like just that bit of quality as well when you need it. Ed's got that, and he just gets the team ticking in that position that he plays. He's been a massive part of what we've done this season. Amongst all the other players, I could name the whole team, but I think for me, he was the reason why I voted him player of the season, just because he's been so consistent.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, obviously, you've played in different teams at Gateshead over the years, and this one's been a special one. Of course, we're all, you know, butthurt and probably will be forever of what might have been. But it's been a special side this year, especially with the circumstances of what happened mid-season and losing players. We seem to get better as the season went on. And I hope you don't mind the saying, I thought yourself in the second half of the season really came to the forefront. And it just seemed to really click for us, didn't it, after January?
Yeah. Like I say, well, losing some big players in the team that we had, Wernie obviously being one, Lofty, and Archie Mayer as well, like them kind of players were big in the style of football that we played under Mike and Busted. But since Rob's come in and the lads he's brought in as well, we've maybe had to adapt a different style to our game. But like you say, it's worked out really well. Personally as well, Rob spoke about it a few times. Me and him had a discussion. Because I was in and out the team for a while, like just before, as soon as he took over, I was in and out the team. So we had a discussion between me and him, what I needed to do to get better and what I needed to do to improve the team. And then after that, for me, my season probably kick-started and went on to end quite well, to be fair.
Yeah, like nearly everybody in the team, it really did, it picked up a notch, and you know, that's why we were all so excited and so disappointed at what we could have had.
Yeah.
We've got Charles Woff's asking if you send your pictures to your mum.
Which pictures, sorry?
He takes the match day pictures.
Oh, sorry. Charles. They followed the show anyway and followed Gateshead. I think they spoke once in the bar, didn't they? They said they mentioned.
Yeah, I spoke to them. Yeah. Your dad come over. It was great.
Yeah.
We've got
sorry, go on, sorry, Davey.
No, he said he enjoyed the commentary, which gives a really big head. So I was like,
yeah, they listen every week. My nan's got a headset on, bless her, in the front room listening.
Jesus, have I not deafened her?
She needs to turn up, bless her, to hear it.
Yeah.
Davey, I can't remember your commentary for Hanover's goal against Barnes. What was it like?
There's probably a high pitched scream, it would have been.
Yeah,
it
would have been like.
It was Kane Dom's reaction that done me, though, when he was
walking. Oh, yeah. He was doing it.
Yeah. That was great. That. Someone's asking, who do you flat share, Luke?
I've got my. I live in Spennymoor on my own, but then obviously Ben moved up here, Ben Warman, and I knew him from my time at Cambridge. So. He shares me now. He's not here, otherwise you'd be hearing him in the background. He's out of the house. But no, he's been a really good addition as well, like having someone that you know as well. But all the lads like have buzzed off him and he's really enjoyed it as well. And yeah.
Another player, I think, obviously because his season had come to an end in Ireland and it took a little while for him just to get to see what he was all about. I mean, we're seeing the odd cameo and stuff, but then as I say, like everyone going to the back end of the season, everyone was firing on all cylinders, weren't they?
Yeah.
What's the routine of over the next week or two before Wembley then? Are you in training much? Do you get much time off?
We've trained. This is our third training session in a row now. So we've done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we've got a little bit of time off.
Good.
Just to go see family and stuff and just relax because it's been...
Yeah.
Even though we didn't get the playoffs and whatever, but the back end of the season was quite hectic with all the games we had to put get fixed in. Oh, mental, mate, honestly. Like doing all that traveling as well. And I think that's just what makes it a little bit more frustrating as well, not being able to get in the playoffs after all the boys putting themselves and their bodies on the line in that short period of time. We thought we'd achieved something.
You played every game as well, didn't you, in that team? I don't know how you did.
Yeah. I actually better after playing a game than I did going into the game fresh for some reason, but it was a frustrating one. But like, all we can do now is just try and put that to bed and look forward to what could be a real special day at Wembley now.
Yeah, it's going to be something exciting. Of course, they weren't with us last season, but a lot of the lads were and weren't able to play in it. Are they chomping at the bit to have their chance at Wembley this time?
Yeah, definitely. They're all looking forward to it. Everyone's bought in and, like, you know the environment that we've got here. Like, this is another frustrating thing about it is that, like, the group that we've got here, you don't know if you'll ever be able to get that group again. Like, the buy-in that we've got, the personality that we've got, the quality that we've got. It was just set up to be a really special year. And like, I was watching the playoffs and I was like, I didn't want to watch it because I was just going to get wound up watching it. But, like... Yeah. I tuned in anyway and I was just thinking like, obviously you can't predict the future, but like our squad and our mentality, I just really thought we could have attacked that and done really well in that. But like I say, lads are just looking forward to Wembley now. It'll be a great experience for everyone. I've never played there myself either. So
it'll be something very special. We've got, have the lads adapted a siege mentality for Wembley?
Yeah. Don't have much motivation to go into that one and win that, really.
I had a message off Joe Grayson last night. He said he couldn't wait for you to come on. So I don't know what he was expecting. I thought you haven't been good, but you know.
No, is it any awkward questions coming in? That's what you want to know.
I'm waiting for the ones that could get me in trouble. I'll still answer them.
No. We've got. I'm not going to ask any awkward ones. Hello, Mickey was asking us about your holiday preparations with or where you've booked to go in Benidorm or something.
As a team or myself?
I think yourself, you and Ben Warman, I've been told. I don't know.
Well, we've booked to go Ibiza for 3 or 4 nights. Really nice hotel. Got a good deal on it. The apartment looked nice. Great area, location. And then we've looked after booking it, we've looked further into it. And it is a gay hotel that we'll be staying in, so we're looking forward to staying in that.
Well, it's a numbers game, it's all in your favor.
Turning up together with one suitcase,
yeah. So there we go, yeah. As long as it's pink and you hold hands, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Double bed, is it?
Yeah. They're sharing at Wembley. but yeah, no, look, it's been fantastic to have you on. We've really enjoyed this season, and we said to James before, if you could pass on to the lads, you know, how proud we are of them all. And of course, it's not over yet, and we can get that, hopefully get that first trophy. And you know, everyone wants to go to Wembley, but a win at Wembley would be amazing. It's nothing short of what you lads deserve, and we'll be right behind you every kick of the way.
I must say as well, like, it was it's not just for us and the staff that want to go and win at Wembley. It's obviously all the backroom staff and the fans as well that have been with us throughout the whole season. Like, they deserve a special day now as well after everything that they've had to go through as well. So yeah, hopefully we can get a good result at Wembley for the fans as well, who have stuck by us all season, done all them long away days as well, which we don't forget. And yeah, hopefully we can make it a special day for them as well.
Definitely. And say thank you very much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure, and hopefully we'll get you on next season. And we're looking to push forward again then. But as I say, look, fantastic to come on. It's been a real pleasure. Yep. And
enjoy Wembley.
And if you score one of them screamers at Wembley, I'll probably lose my voice. So
never lost. I've been the crap.
Yeah.
You can have one of the season. Yeah.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye, Luke. Cheers, Luke. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Cheers, bye.
There Tom we go. Luke Cannon, absolutely amazing to have him on. Lovely lad. And thank you to the club for letting us have him on. Lots of people watching, lots of people messaging in. If I missed out your questions there, sorry, I missed out a couple of the Aldershot ones. I should have asked them. People going through, I'm just going through here because I know I did miss one. It got sent again. I'm trying to find. I disappeared. I'm back.
You froze. Yeah, you froze. Yeah.
Don't know what happened. I'm even connected via Ethernet as well for a better connection.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah. He's chat there about his goal as well. You know, going up for the goal of the season award.
you know, for a fact, he wasn't lying. He would have been.
Absolutely. But he's a bit of a character in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah. I think he's on his best behaviour tonight. he doesn't want to get a fine before Wembley.
Yeah.
Right, I will find this message. It is from Scene Farming. He's disappointed with the Patrick Wembley merchandise.
Steve. Why is that, Steve? Can you elaborate? I mean,
elaborate. someone's put, what's your opinion on Gates at Council? We're being positive. Actually, just to give a big shout out to somebody who has done some absolutely sterling work in Mike Cow and the Cow Daily podcast. Of course, he did his video on the austerity measures that have led to the council not having the money. And then, of course, he did an interview with Jim Gannon live last Saturday where he asked a lot of your questions out. And we will add that into the description of this on YouTube so people can watch it at the bottom. I meant to do it before we went live, but I had a pot noodle emergency with my daughter. She wanted one. And there was a lot of things said by Jim Gannon on camera that I think Cow Daily will be holding them to. You know, there was a lot of things about, you know, I'm trying to think of the word now. Is it community asset? And hopefully the soul and the club are getting in contact with Mike, because obviously he works in that realm, has a very good knowledge of the funding and things like that. So hopefully the club can utilize people that are with his skill set, and hopefully the soul get involved with him, because that Mr. Gannon did state that he would be interested in a community asset transfer to the club. So if what comes with that, I think it needs to be jumped upon, and see what funding it can get. It's Martin Gannon. Yes, I know. I did remember his first name. Also, we've pressed the wrong button. We've got box news, best news about Wembley. We've got Box Park again. Well, of course, now that has affected mine and Davey's arrangements, because not that I was cocky that we were going to get there. I was hopeful when I seen some of the big teams go out, and I seen there was a deal on at the Green Man. They have a hotel built on the side. So we booked there. And then to dismay, the other day, we seen that no Gator fans are allowed there because it's been given to Solihull.
And all yours could do that.
I thought that is probably going to be a little bit awkward going out in full Gator paraphernalia. So we have moved closer. We're just playing Box Park now. But if anyone has, say we have been talking travel arrangements, of course, for Wembley. What's your travel arrangements? Have you booked anything yet? Have you sorted anything yet? Yep. There is the Gated FC away travel, the supporters club. There's also the Lumo, and there is the Dawson and Sanderson. We did reach out with Dawson and Sanderson, but we couldn't get them on. But Lumo. Yeah.
Who was on that Lumo train last year as well? What was the experience like? Was it good?
And also as well, I mean, they've got a bit of entertainment on for it as well. I thought Martin, I think you misunderstood my question when I said that you had the comedy. I didn't think I was saying for comedy for going down. It was just another comedy night. I meant on the Lumo trains. But but there you go. There, so you can set off at 7:12. God, let's get this right. That's the teachers not to put my own teeth in. Or you can at 1:01 and gives you plenty of time to get to Wembley Stadium for the 4:15 kickoff. Likewise, coming away, if you want to get on the early one and there is a later one, that will give you a lot of time if there is extra time and penalties to get back. But let's hope it doesn't go to that.
I'd love one of those stickers, you know, the ones that look obviously on the train windows. Yeah. The Heat Army Express, that'd be amazing.
I almost said when we could have got the Isle of May Express, you could have got a tourism industry going there, you'll get the train, get across,
The May Express.
And of course, the club shop is opening and you can still buy from the Patrick website. And of course, there's the bucket hat. There we go. I've seen a picture of Simon Lowry wearing that, looking absolutely gorgeous. Then see, we've got that. And I believe I haven't had anyone contact us from the club. If Charlotte Hodgson's watching, because I think she helps out the club shop, that logo there, I think, is what a miniature version of that is what can be printed on the home shirt. I hope I'm right on that. If you could let us know. And of course, you've got the polos, which obviously very similar to the polos we've got for the podcast.
Yeah, class. Yeah,
as well. I like the white one, but I know you always. I'm terrible for wearing white. I'll end up with like tomato ketchup stains.
It's like beans down the front of it, bean juice.
It'll still look good with them, won't it? So there we go. And we've got Steve Farnfield, they're going down on the early Lumo on Saturday, return midday on Sunday. That's not bad. It's at the staying in Wembley Central late last season. And that's right about the Heat Press transfers. And is it £5 as well, Charlotte, if you could let us know? And Lumo, there and back for the Greys. Fantastic stuff.
Excellent.
20 minutes direct there for me on the Chiltern line.
Oh, nice, Vanessa.
So not too bad. That's a nice train there, isn't it? 6 a.m. train on Saturday, 11 o'clock on Sunday. I think we're 10 o'clock and half 10 on 10 o'clock going down on a Friday, half 10 come back on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
So, it should be all right. We'll have a hangover, hopefully. Stephen, did you get the email of my Bromley pictures?
I did.
I will get some up here while Stevie's talking. You know what it is? I'm an idiot for this because Charles always sends them over and they're fantastic. But like with what's happened with everything, I always get like, it's just want to get the information out first and then I forget about some pictures. But that's nothing to, personal, I think, that we're going to get.
Yeah, so Charles, I just get busy. It's just busy. I don't get days off when I'm on island. You know, it's just every day is a work day, and I just get sometimes swamped. On nighttime, I'm just like, sometimes I work, but other times I just need a whiskey. So I will check them for you, Charles, because it's very kind of you sending them on. So thank you.
We've got a few people that have retweeted the show. Thank you to everyone. A new follower, Andy Dina, has followed us on Twitter. Thank you for your work. Remember, you can subscribe, please do, and you can message in on YouTube like Darren Walden has. He's put Mike Cow has done excellent work, and Gator Council and GFC need to follow up. He needs a massive pat on the back. We do absolutely echo those sentiments because he's done some absolutely fantastic things there, and got... Hang on, I've got a great...
He's been brilliant, and we just need positive news this summer, don't we, from these sources, Gator Council and the club itself, about 10-year leases. What's he digging up?
Oh, no, I'm getting pictures here. I was just when you're on about the 10-year leases. I was like, oh, hang on. This is the picture I should have had up for when Monty come on. Apologies, but we are going to put it up now. I'll just save it there, and now I'll get to it. Echo the everything about Mike Cow. He's done absolutely amazing. And I hope it doesn't go ignored by the club, because, you know, it's a club that's, you know, run by a lot of volunteers, and we need to capitalize on people's skill sets and knowledge. And I think if that isn't taken up, it would be an absolute travesty, especially after the interview that was conducted and the things that were said on air by Mr. Gannon.
We just want, like, all the fans, we just want reassurance that, you know, next season we can compete, knowing that, you know, we can play in the playoffs if we make it or go up, you know. So
there's Louis' story there. Look at him. He's got the fist pump and then...
Hey, by the way, just to go back to Louis a second. Obviously, his former club, well done, Hebben, as well. Yep. Hebben promoted.
Yeah, and also as well done to Dunstan and Stockton. They're both in the finals. And well done to Blyth Spartans on your relegation. I'm very, very happy about it. And we've got a live picture from the berth as James Montgomery was going to punch the baby, catching it. But unfortunately, there was a gap in the crowd and he caught it safely with both hands. So there we go. That is a joke to anybody. I wouldn't presume anyone.
He loves it. He loves the club, doesn't he, really? You don't come back five times if you don't love the club.
Yeah. We've got 1 second. While you are counting puffins, how many were earmarked for the barbecue?
It's funny, you know, the other day, yesterday when we were doing it, I was telling this story about wanting to eat one. So it's back on the menu. It's back on the menu. So, yeah. I'll bring one down and I'll eat one in London.
Yeah. Oh, God, can you imagine? If his bosses are watching, he is joking. we've got...
it's 54,499.
Yeah, Ken Richardson. He needs to hang his head in shame here. He's booked LNER before the offer came through. Pray for me. We've got the Cheltenham, was it Cheltenham trains are on strike? It's Steve Farnfield just trying to stir it up.
Stir it up.
And we've got the coach, Liam's on the coach down on a Friday and back Sunday.
Liam, that's it. Good luck.
Hopefully he's got a celebratory hangover on the way back.
I love it though, isn't it? Like, he's
old enough, I'd be devastated if he's like 14 or something. His parents are like, you can.
I love it. Like, hook or crook, like, Gated fans, we're going to get there, aren't we? Whether it's coach, train, you know, whatever, we're going to get there.
Yeah. There we go. Look, we're. There we go. Christmas stories on the Lumo on the way down. Oh, there's some people just have to outdo everybody, isn't there, Steely, in this world?
Oh, there is. Absolutely. There is.
And the Waldens are no different. We're going on a Friday AM flight.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't try to plan for a Hamley holiday, but I will for my football team. Well, there we
good
go.
Good lass. Well, how you're the half, Livy.
The thing is, though, it's just sending the girls and Darren down on the coach.
She's got Prosecco in first class, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, bye, everybody. will you have a show next week before Wembley? Yes.
We're
going to try and reach out to get Rob on, whether it has to be a pre-record or if we can have him on live. It would be nice to speak to the gaffer and just give him some flowers for everything he's achieved since he took over. And, and it'd be nice to chat to him before Wembley. So we're going to put them wheels into motion, whether it has to be a pre-approved interview and we go and meet him and do a recorded interview with your questions, of course. We'll do that. But I'm going to reach out to Jack McGregor and find out if we can get the gaffer on. And I've got someone hanging over my shoulder. What is it?
Pot noodles.
Sorry?
Pot noodle debate earlier on, everybody. Yeah, 2 minutes before we came on the show.
I just got a nod of approval there. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, Gates said, she goes, that makes sense. I said, well, there you go. Oh, my word.
Have you asked if we're going to win at Wembley?
Are we going to win at Wembley? A lovely question. It's just, how the hell am I supposed to know? She says,
hey, she's a Gated family.
We're a Gated family. What are we then?
Newcastle family?
No, we're not.
Oh, what? No.
Right. 1 second. I'll just end this conversation dead. Name one Newcastle player.
I don't know.
Exactly. Go away, you little wind-up person. Go away. Go away.
Bye-bye. Night-night. Bedtime.
Right, God. We've got somebody with a conundrum here. Of course, we're not known for our agony aunt corner, but we can always bring one into it. And we've got the lovely Dave Edwards has sent us a message. I don't know why I'm whispering like this, but it just feels like I need to bring it down a level. You know,
lovely music in the background.
Hang on. Right, we're going to speak to Dave Edwards now and find out about his family conundrum with Wembley and his wife. Right, that's enough of that. We've got a help, lads. It's my 10-year wedding anniversary on final day. My wife is not a football fan and does not like any advice or suggestions welcomed. I would just say get rid of her.
I know, but the London one would have been good because, you know, shopping and the West End or whatever.
Now, cut her free. If she's not in it for you, she's not the one.
Oh, hey, that's... Hey, Dave, you know, no, you're not going for divorce. How are we trying to help the lad? Has anyone got any advice? What advice?
Trial separation of a final weekend, and then just think of the makeup getting back together. Yeah.
There must be some answer out there.
Has anyone got a better answer than us?
I hope so, David.
We're down to London. Why don't you pop onto one of the posh shopping streets and get her something nice, and then go to Wembley and bring it back for her?
Or is it like somewhere? Is there somewhere else you could go? Like, I don't know, like you know, a nice place like Bristol, or like, you know, and but you can just get the train across for a few hours to Wembley and back. Is it somewhere like, it doesn't have to be London, you know? Is it somewhere nice you could take her?
I'm sure there's an IKEA he could leave her in when he goes to the match.
I've got a couple of sensible suggestions. A romantic weekend in the Chilterns.
All you got to say is, it's like, you know, just, yeah, you know, let's pop into IKEA and have a look, and then you could lose her for 4 hours, right? And she'd be on the wire.
Oh, David, this is not helpful, Davey. I know. This is not helpful. Come on, Heat Army, give us some suggestions.
Yeah, we've got more things here. Talking of unique travel methods, for me, going via plane. There we go. There's another posh one there. So it might be a Heat Army plane.
Mr. Luke's holding onto the wheels.
That's just for Solihull fans. I think that's for the strike. Are you guys doing commentary, Wembley commentary? As it stands, yes. We're just waiting for the final okay. Then everything's been submitted. So they allowed us last year and nothing's changed. So hopefully we'll be doing that this year. Mark will be screaming at home, hopefully. Offer on the table for Rob. It is. And shame on you, Sophia. Yes. Yes.
We still haven't come up with it. We still need to come up with an idea. IKEA.
Hang on. She could always look around the designer outlets and choose her present.
Oh, goodness. Vanessa, divide me.
Romantic weekend in Box Park.
Hey, I tell you know. Just don't go to the Green Man or whatever it is.
Yeah, and we've got setting off after the show to walk to Wembley. I'm a poor pensioner. Or can I use my bus pass? Still stiff off tonight. What's that?
I'll have to sit off tonight. Stiff. There's been a few typos and spams. We don't want to know about stiff. Oh, dear.
I've been able to read properly, but Charles Wolf is not stiff. Isle of Wight isn't far. You can take out the Isle of Wight. Go somewhere like Brighton, Bath, or into Kent for the weekend. Head into London. Give her a few quid and sweeten the deal. There we go. Hey, the Patrick Story knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Hey, he does, doesn't he?
I can just imagine Patrick Story being in like a nice paisley smoking jacket, you know, like in a cravat. It's like, darling, you want to go into Brighton or Bath or Kent for the weekend?
Yeah.
Ding dong. We've got a spa day. There we go. Give her a rub down before you go. Take her to the game, then take her to a fancy restaurant. There's a McDonald's down the road. get her a kid's meals. You can play with it.
You're a true romantic, aren't you, Davey?
I am.
You really are.
Well, offered services, have a nice cafe for a romantic meal. Yeah, there you go. I tell you, man, it's all there.
Does she like Harry Potter? Have a Harry Potter world thing? You can go for like half a day. Isn't that just along the road?
I should probably see the broom shank somewhere where it doesn't exist. The Harry Potter one. But yeah, we've got David Chambers as well. He's put Heat Air from Newcastle, fly back. It goes early Friday, back late Sunday. I did look at that. It was about the same price as the train, actually. But you're waiting around all day. Though David Steele's absolutely just froze. He's froze on me. So if you want to... I'll hopefully be back. But we're going to wrap it up very shortly. We've done the full hour. A massive thank you to James Montgomery and well done to him and his new fiancée, Demi, and their baby. It's great to have them on. Oh, Steely's back. He had froze there for a good second. it always freezes when you're pulling a funny face. You're just like...
Yeah, I always do pull funny faces. You
look like you're in deep thought about Patrick Story's cravat.
I'm trying to come up with a solution.
I've given the best solution, me man. Honest, I have. I'm only joking. As I say, my wife would probably give us a slap if she was here, but she's having a nice time in Torquay. She's went on a bus holiday. She's always wanted to go, and it was better weather here than what it was down there. I'm just having a good time. I'm having a good de-stress away from the family.
Well, the boat departs, so you can have it's a total all-round trip of about 6 hours. So you can drop off the boat, you shoot it off on an Edinburgh plane down to London, see the game. She comes out here, see some puffins, you know, do some delayed tactics, get her back.
The tides might not agree with all that, you know.
We get seasick.
Yeah, we've got well done for some much needed good content. Thank you. Got the balance spot on. Oh, thank you, Cow Daily. We've got, I think Forest Green may have one of the most interesting away days I've had in a long time. Of course, Forest Green and Sutton United are down. We'll get into that quality show tonight. Thank you very much. Ty Bate has put, just leave her behind in Gateshead. She puts up with you for 10 years already. I'm sure she'll understand exactly. She knew what she was marrying. She knew. She signed the contract. She knew.
That's a good point, actually. 6 hours away from him. Yeah, that's like peace and quiet. So that's the present.
No, but that means he has to be with us.
Good point.
All right, keep him, really. Maybe hold off on the divorce. We've got a great show, everyone. We will be back next Thursday, I think. We'll iron out a day. We'll try and get Rob on and hopefully Louis as well, maybe Carl. Well, you know, if we get one of the three would be great, if not all three would be better. But we, shoot for the star, land on the moon. That's what you want to do. And that's the motto of the podcast. But look, everyone, it's past 9 o'clock. I'll say it. It's been shit, hasn't it? It's been a shit few weeks. But look, it'll always hurt us. It'll always hurt us. It'll not define us. We'll move forward. And you heard Hanno and Monty talking before. The lads are pumped for it. They're going into Wembley. Hanno hasn't played at Wembley yet. And he's, they're all chomping at the bit. It's not the season we thought it would be. But if you had said on... 5 minutes before kickoff on the first game of the season, you'll miss out on the playoffs on the last day of the season. And if you're going to an FA Trophy final again, I think we all would have took it. It's just the circumstances that stings, isn't it? Yeah. So, St. George's, but onwards and upwards. That is the motto, not just of the podcast, but of Dave Edwards' marriage. So there we go on that one. We'll leave it there. Everyone pray for Dave. Remember to subscribe. Thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions and our Patrick's partner. Remember, get your Wembley merch, order it in, get yourself down to the club shop. It's still open for another 2 days. You can order on until May the 4th and get it in time for coming to you before you set off to Wembley. And there's one more message. What does it say? It says, well said, Dave. There we go. I noticed we haven't had one back from Dave Edwards. Sorry. Oh, Steely's froze. Steely's froze. Right. On that note, we are going to go. Bye, everybody.